Cana. Your mother saw the change. Had Joseph lived to see the day, he would have seen it too. She sensed now the authority and the awesome wisdom. She held these new insights within her heart as she had held the old ones for 30 years. But that wedding day in Cana, as you danced with the other guests, she noticed that the wine jars emptied, and she understood the awkward pause if the other guests, after the laughing dancing, found no wine to ease their thirsts. When she told you, you listened first with some impatience that she should try to push you along the path now waiting there before you. But because you liked dancing and wine and loved the bride and groom, you ordered the servants to fill the jars with water, and they did. It must have been a short prayer, instantly heard, for when the thirsty guests called for more wine, it was there. The host must have felt some surprise himself, for he had noted the level of the liquid lowering. When you raised your cup to drink the wine, for you were sweating, you were breathing hard from the nuptial dancing, you caught your mother's eyes across the cup's rim, then made a quick gesture of a toast and grinned. She smiled too, for the gift this day was of the vine, and the thirsty guests thirstily gulped it down. You felt the power of Yahweh in those joy-filled moments. You felt the power of God within your heart, for you knew God was present in that room. But only the servants and your mother understood the measure of your prayer that day in Cana.